Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. It is my pleasure to introduce the African Guitar Summit to KUAC's Alaska Live. Madagascar Slim, looks like you're at the mic right now.
Hello, everybody. My name is Madagascar Slim, also known as Rangia Mananzara Radufa Besata Jean Longin.
And that's only names, right?
Yes, and I'm from Madagascar, and I'm part of the African Guitar Summit.
Oh, there's five of them, and that, yeah.
Hi, everybody. My name is Alpha Yaya Diallo.
Welcome.
I'm from West Africa, Guinea, Republic of Guinea, Conakry. And I'm glad to be here.
So happy to have you.
Lovely. I like the cold, the snow. It's beautiful.
The snow is beautiful. Don't I?
Hi, everybody. My name is Donny Roberts, and I am from Madagascar. The island, not the movie. And glad to be here in Alaska. So I'm a part of the African Guitar Summit.
Welcome.
Oh, hi, Alaska. This is Nabi Kawara from West Africa, Guinea, Conakry. I'm in Alaska right now. I'm glad to happy be here.
Welcome to Fairbanks.
Welcome, Fairbanks. Thanks.
We'll let you shout at your own mic there.
Shout out. My name is Kofi Aka, and I'm from Ghana, and I'm part of the African Guitar Summit. And I guess I'm the backbone of this.
You are the percussionist.
Horrible guys. we are glad to be here.
Ah, so happy to have you. What are we starting with?
I think we're going to start with, Madagascar Slim.
All right.
Okay, this song is called Zanahari, and this is how it goes. Thank you.
Just impossible not to feel joy and smile and just wow, you guys really spread a lot of good energy and good vibes around Thank where you, you go. Is that a traditional song or did someone write that? Madagascar Slim, did you write that?
I wrote the song and the lyrics said that in Madagascar, it's oral tradition, and you get it from the elders, all those lessons, and they say that, oh, you young people who wants to get into marriage, be careful because you really don't know what you're getting into. So that's basically the gist of the song.
And that it's was
all
a warning
kinds
song.
Of advices. That's right. Yeah.
So you're here at the NPR affiliate station, KUAC, and the CBC, the Canadian version of NPR, really had a huge influence on the formation of African Guitar Summit. Is that true?
Yes. There was a producer there. His name is Todd Farachi, and he's the brain behind the African Guitar Summit. He had this idea of getting, you know, bringing in together African guitar players all over Canada, and the best percussion players and balafon players, and put us together in a studio. So we rehearsed for 3 days and did a concert at the Glenn Gould studio, one concert, and right after that, 3 days, we record the CD. Wow. And it won the Juno, which is the Canadian Grammy Award.
Yeah, congratulations.
So that's how it started. Thank you.
You formed and recorded in 3 days and ended up winning one of the highest honors in Canada.
Yeah, it was a miracle for me. But yes.
So before that, most of you were already living in Canada.
Yes.
Okay. Or all of you were living in Canada.
No, Nabi is from Seattle.
No. Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah, they're from Seattle.
He's one of your own.
Uh-huh. You know, the last band I had on Alaska Live was also from Canada, Torque Percussion. They're from Toronto, I think. But
they must
have
been good, man.
Yeah, they were. They were talking about playing at the CBC also. Yes. So, yeah, good music comes out of Canada, apparently. That last song was just so much joy, and you had three of you singing the harmonies. You all fit together so well with your harmonies. I really love that. We're going to talk to
Alpha.
Very nice to have you here. You played guitar on that song. You did not sing on that song, but you are from what part of Africa?
From West Africa, Guinea. Mm-hmm.
And did you always grow up hearing the guitar, or has it always been a part of what you were doing, or were you playing something traditional Guinea music when you were growing up?
Well, I grew up in, I grew up in Guinea playing music, and I moved here in Canada, in North America. You know, as a musician, we don't have a citizenship. We play everywhere from Canada to America, because last November we were touring around Chicago, Michigan area, and coming here in 1991 gave me more experience and influence. I heard a lot of blues players.
Because in Chicago blues,
and,
yeah.
On top of what I had learned in Africa. So I played with many guitar players who influenced me too. Like these guys behind me here in Madagascar. Donny Robert and Madagascar Slim. The other guys are not here, but they influenced me a lot, and I learned a lot from them too. They're great musicians. Playing with them is just give me more experience and music.
Well, thank you for coming to Alaska and bringing some warmth to us.
Thank you.
What are you going to play next?
Well, this is a song. It's called Soge. Soge is Susu language. Soge means the sun. You know, we like to travel with the sun, sometimes. But, in Alaska, it's beautiful, actually, we've been here almost from the 9 days. We're enjoying the weather here.
Good.
It's sunny too, but it's a little bit cold for an African. Yeah. Well, that's a challenge of not being on 35 degree in Africa. That's called the Soge.
Tumbe fana Jukina danana. Say, say, I say, yeah, say, yeah, man, eh, it's okay. So gay, my tombe, we'll sing it.
Soulful singing too. It's gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you.
The sound of the xylophone is what I'm going to call it, but I know it's not a xylophone. It's a, can you come talk to us about the, I think it's called a balafone, but I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. The African Guitar Summit is here on KUAC's Alaska Live, and boy, do they sound nice. We're going to have him describe. Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yes. This instrument in Africa is called balafon, from West Africa, Guinea. Oh. And it's a traditional instrument.
And are you from Guinea?
I'm from Guinea.
Uh-huh.
I've been working with a lot of different companies. I have two Juno Awards. I have one album.
You have a couple of Juno Awards yourself,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, two.
Lovely.
I record one CD in Montreal. It's named Takaja. So I was produced that CD. We have good success. We have one, you know. And my friend Alpha, I've been working with him a long time in Europe, or tour everywhere.
Before the African Guitar Summit,
yes,
got together,
yes,
you were, okay. Yeah.
So we played the African Guitar Summit. We get second, you know what? I get second, you know what? And I've been touring with him a long time. I've been working with him, we play a lot of different places. So I've since lucky to put everything together in music. Madagascar,
yeah.
Ghana, Burundi, Uganda, everywhere.
Amazing.
So,
and tonight you'll be playing in Clear tomorrow night here at Herring and Fairbanks, and then Fort Greely and Delta. And people will get to see the balafone, and it looks like a wooden xylophone, but there's gourds or some sort of spherical items below it.
This instrument is the wood he make. It's different wood, special wood in Africa.
Ah.
That's wood called khari. In first instrument in Africa, this instrument. After this, kora.
It's like a kora, yeah, but
exactly.
The kora
this is
the
balafone is work with kora together very well. It work with guitar very well. But he have different tuning. This might be played with keyboard. I play a lot of different group in my life. Now I've been living in Seattle 10 years. But here, you see, here, this canvas, gourd, it's small canvas.
Yeah, it's the spherical, are they made of gourds?
Yes.
Yeah.
We believe this in a village.
Yeah.
And this is called bamboo.
And the bottom of it's bamboo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this called khari. And this is special rubber.
And the mallets are made of special rubber.
Rubber, yeah.
Village. Yeah.
You get this in a village. And this is called puri. This wood called puri.
What a cool instrument. And we'll see this. There, African Guitar Summit's playing in Clear tonight and at Herring tomorrow and in Delta Junction at Fort Greely on Saturday. So plenty of chances to not only hear, but see these musicians play on, do what they do best. And it's just amazing. What's next to play? Yes, thank you. Done is going to tell us.
Right. Yeah, so we go back to Madagascar, and this next song calls Malimbo. Malimbo, it's a song about women, all women in the world. And it's an appreciation, actually, an appreciation song.
Are you, you've made a fan of me already.
Thank you.
My friend Malimbo. Thank you.
kaniku yizandandai fumbanza vata iwe smaiti mande fitani rai sava sava wazewe sachi malembo mafanta chani yeta yetambu zaukusa mana wizare hetiza mahamali falena Arubizare de manja ni fitabana Tufirani zae bati utafiduina Sojana wizare de manja ni fitabana Misauta na wiza usi malelo Oh, Arubizare de manja ni fitabana Tufirani zae bati utafiduina Sojana wizare de manja ni fitabana Misauta na wiza usi malelo My friend Malimbo, 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 my friend Malimbo. My friend Malimbo, my friend Malimbo, my friend Malimbo, my friend Malimbo.
Oh, that's so gorgeous. A song from Madagascar celebrating women.
Thank you.
I'm already a fan. A year ago, my husband and I just got back from Madagascar from our honeymoon. We went there just a year ago, and it was just so gorgeous there. And at one point, we were sitting at a cafe, and our guides had pointed the musicians towards our table. And the one of them was playing guitar, and the other one was playing a velija. And that's a stringed instrument that's not exactly like a guitar, but it's a bamboo. It's a zither.
Yes, and it's the national instrument in Madagascar, and it does influence the way we play the guitar. We always try to make the guitar sounds like a valiya, so it's slightly different. Like in West Africa, they try to play the guitar and make it sound like a kora, and the same thing. I think in countries, people are just. It's their culture, so even when you give them a guitar, they're going to try to emulate their instrument.
Yeah. And he had strung his, I think, with, he had to use some bicycle cables.
Bicycle cables, yeah. You do whatever you have to make some
do what you
music.
Gotta do. That was a highlight to see the lemurs and the chameleons and the valija players.
That's right,
Just wonderful. And music there is a huge part of, in Madagascar, you really heard it in so many places.
Yes, it's just, I think it's just not Madagascar. Yeah. I think everywhere, people just love to sing. People working, they make music, they're, just to make life easier and bring some happiness in your life, I guess. And Madagascar is the same thing. You work and you sing. Your parents teach you how to sing and stuff like that.
We have a lot of darkness here in Alaska winter, so yes. Music is a big way to get through.
Right, yes. I bet it is, yeah.
Afropop Worldwide is one of my favorite shows that we have here on KUAC, and just last week they were talking about Dire Straits being really popular in Mali and some parts of the Sahara region. And they were saying that Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler's style of guitar was a little bit easier to pick up than, say, Jimi Hendrix.
That's true. That's true, yeah. But in Madagascar, I don't know in Guinea-Conakry, but we learn, those guys, Hendrix, B.B. King, Carlos Santana.
Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler.
Yeah, right.
And I remember when I grew up, I was learning how to play, the rock and stuff like that, Deep Purple. Because that was cool, you know. Yeah. I wouldn't be caught dead, you know, trying to play like Malagas stuff, like the folk music. But at the same time, when I get back home, that's the music that I love most, music from Madagascar.
And now you've found a way to combine the two, that's just amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a combination again. More from African Guitar Summit. What's next?
Okay, so I was talking about this Malagas way of trying to make the guitar sound like a valley.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna demonstrate it with this song, and this song is called Mbo, and Mbo is it's a love story, and if you've been in Madagascar, you can see that sometimes life is not that easy. So people sometimes line up for rice, line up for meat, So this song is a story about that Mbo and Kalasu does not line up for the same thing anymore. So they must be divorced already. Oh. Anyways, here it is.
Do money, do money. Dumanize, Dumania, Dumani, Dumania, Dumanize, Kimbo, Dumania.
I call that kind of music heart-achingly beautiful. It just gets you right here. I mean, right where it counts. Madagascar Slim, is that one of your songs?
Yes.
Ah, you write so gorgeously and you sing very gorgeously and play guitar.
Yeah, I wrote that song with one of the most famous Madagascar writer at the moment. His name is Tialun. Tialun, yeah.
He doesn't have a five-part name like you?
Mm. Oh, yes, Tselun is just a stage name. I will not even. Ramana Tselun, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, when you introduced yourself, I can see why you go by Madagascar Slim, because...
That's right, yes. And I do not look slim, though. It's a bit of a misnomer because I'm more on the chubby side.
Oh, on the radio, you're
well-rounded or rotund.
Oh, well, it is so nice to have you here. Can you play one short one to play us out? Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more from Afghan guitar. It's just a short one. I'm not calling you short. I'm just saying that the song's short. Thank you. American Guitar Summit, thank you for giving a preview to your shows that you'll be doing all over Interior Alaska. Tonight you'll be at Clear, and then tomorrow you'll be here in Fairbanks again, and then on Saturday at Fort Greeley. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you soon.
We'll see you tonight.
Thanks to KUAC intern Brady Gross and KUAC's Emily Barachoa, and to KUAC volunteer John Peralt for band wrangling, and FCA's Rhonda Gilbertson and Ann Biverman, and UAF's music department, George Giannacopoulos, George Ridlinski, and Gary Toth for getting us the amplifiers for the guitars. For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm your host, I'm Laurie Neufeld.